I see a lot of people with their skincare whacking about 17 different products at their face and their skin goes wild, understandably.
Yeah.
So one of the things that can make that just so much easier is if you calm down, number one, and try and figure out what is actually bothering you. Maybe looking at getting some help from someone like me rather than just copying your pal who has totally different skin to you. And, you know, you've dry skin and they've oily skin and now you've got even drier skin. Instead, just kind of going a bit more logically, because I think we all, you know, we're marketed too with all these solutions
yes,
to our problems.
I was just about to say, Jennifer, I blame Instagram because you get these people on Instagram and they're saying this particular cream, oh my God, the results I got. When number one, the person has probably been paid to say that, but also you have to see an expert to look at your skin and your skin only, because we're all so different.
Totally. We're so different. And like, I had someone recently where she was like, I love trying trending things. Her skincare routine was basically TikTok in products. And she actually said she'd gone into Sephora. She was in the US and she'd gone into Sephora and she said, what's a trending moisturizer? Can I have that one?
No.
And like, I would say that is like the worst thing that you can do, because it might be trending and it might be really good for people with eczema, but you've got acne. So unlikely to be the same.
Yeah. No, I actually think there is one thing that you think is the worst thing ever, and we're going to go back to it.
Yeah.
Micellar water.
It is. You know,
every time
I
see a bottle of this stuff. Every time I see a bottle, I think of you. It's so funny. I've never seen a reaction from anyone. Micellar water, step away from it.
Yeah. The devil. The devil. Honest to God. The devil for your skin. You couldn't pay me to put it on my skin. Try and get a framework rather than just jumping in and like buying all these products that may really not be the right ones for you. Another thing that I found really useful is looking at adding things in instead of taking them away. It's like this really harsh cold turkey, like, okay, I'm giving up all the sugar. I'm also cutting out alcohol. And like, probably around now, you guys are all starting to fall off the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Instead, I find an awful lot of my patients, you know, they'll spend money on, say, an antioxidant serum, and some of those can be super pricey, but they won't increase their vegetables. We eat 7 days a week. We have 3 meals. So we have 21 meals. And most people probably only have veg with like their dinner and maybe one portion of it. If you could increase your vegetables, that's a huge thing that you can do that helps your overall health. It certainly helps your skin. And kind of green cruciferous ones tend to be really good for acne and breakouts and things like that.
So you're thinking from the inside out. This time of year, and I'm sure a lot of people listening will be experiencing this from having the heating on, if you can afford to have the heating on, of course. Skin's so dry. Even my lips talk to you now. My lips are so chapped and sore, and my skin has never been as dry. Should we be getting a more intense moisturiser around this time of year?
For some people, if they have naturally really dry skin and they don't get breakouts, getting a slightly heavier moisturiser can be a really good option, or looking at like a nourishing serum. What I would say is some people who get breakouts and maybe aren't naturally dry, they just feel really tight and dehydrated. Obviously, drinking water is really good, and taking some omega-3s and collagen can help with hydration. But my favorite thing is actually a water spray. You know, those bottles of water, like the cans of water that people are like, why am I spending this money on what is essentially water? They are brilliant because you can spritz those on and they help replace some of the moisture that gets lost through our skin when the heating is on. You know, like if you've been in central heating all day or you've been driving in the car for a couple of hours with the heating on, you all know that dryness that you feel and the cracks around the lips and stuff. I always have a bottle of the Avene Thermal, or, you know, I'll grab one from La Roche-Posay or Evian or whatever. You can spritz it lightly, even over makeup.
Is it just water? Like, could you get a little spray bottle and fill it from the tap and use that? Or is there special ingredients
you
in what
could,
they sell?
You could, but there are minerals and stuff in it that are much better and much more calming for your skin, especially if you've like sensitive skin. Because some of the water around Dublin and around the country, you wouldn't even drink it, like from your bathroom sink. Mm. Like, you could do a little bit of a spritz with some filtered water. I actually just really like the cans. I always think they feel so nice and cold.
Did you see your posh, Jennifer?
Also
posh.
I'm posh in my posh water. The thing is, the spritz, like, you can get a spray bottle in Tiger, it'll be like a water gun spraying your face, which I wouldn't imagine many people will keep up. Whereas the posh water bottles do have the posh spritz, that's kind of like a nice mist on your face.
I get you. Yeah, totally.
Also, if you do get dry lips, one of the best lip balms I've ever come across is one from a brand called Ameliorate. They do an intensive lip therapy and it contains lactic acid. It's unbelievable for like dry, flaky lips where, you know, there's like, I always find even if I put on makeup, it like gets stuck in the dry bits on my lips. And
mine are disgusting. I can't do anything on Instagram this week because they're so disgusting. Yeah.
I know, it's such a horrible thing. I think you can get that on like Look Fantastic or there's loads of stuff online. Boots used to do it, but for some reason, I don't think they do it anymore.
Lovely. Well, listen, great chatting to you. Dr. Jennifer Owens there from the Glow Clinic. You've got some news about a new clinic opening.
Well, I've been working in Cork for years, but I haven't really had my own proper premises. So I have one in the city centre that will be opening in a couple of months and we're very, very excited.
And we can follow all the progress on that on your Instagram as well.
Yes. So my Instagram is at the Daily Glow with an underscore at the end, and the clinic, which is where we'll be posting a lot of the kind of renovation and stuff that we're doing in the clinic, is at the Glow Clinic IE.
You should have got Dermot Bannon in, gotten a bit of Botox into him.
Oh my God.
Not that he needs it, of course. He's great. Listen, Jennifer, we'll talk to you soon. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.